Garbage, just garbage. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another post game here on Ranger Central. And ditto, it's the same exact thing as the last game. The New York Rangers lose to the Ottawa Senators 4-3, as once again, they cannot close out a game. Who was surprised? Not me, because like I said in the last one, this is what this team does. This is what this core does. And Laviolette needs to go. It's really that simple. I have nothing else to say there. Before we jump into everything, leave a like on your way into the post-game stream. Subscribe if you guys are new to the channel, especially if you're Ranger fans, and turn on your notifications so you know when I upload or go live on the channel. You know what, though? I've been very critical of Igor all year. I was critical of one of the goals that he led up to. But the way that he played today, he's the only reason this game was not done in regulation. If Linus Olmark comes up with a routine save there on Carson Soucy's shot, which he should have, the Rangers don't even get a point here. So they're lucky to even walk away from this game with a point with how garbage they played. Let's get that out of the way. But despite how garbage they played, and this has been a theme over the past month, right? Despite how garbage they play, they are still in these games. They have leads in these games. And the inability to close out games because of the way they play in third periods once again hurts. I've had enough of Braden Schneider. I really have. He was terrible. Chris Kreider, welcome back to the lineup. You were invisible, buddy. And I don't understand how this team is sitting Brett Berard right now. I just don't. How do you look at the speed and every single element that he brings to the lineup, and you're calling Johnny Brodzinski's name over him, which I won't take away. He had a nice pass on the Panarin assist. How are you calling Juuso Parsonen's name over him? And then Brennan Hoffman, not that he stood out today, but let's bury him on the fourth line. And then, how poetic, too, with Keandre Miller, too, at the end of this game. It's poetic. Just terrible. A game that you should have had 2 points, and you shouldn't have even gave Ottawa another point. Well, like I said, they were lucky to even be up at all in this game, because you have that weird angle shot by Soucy that went in. Mika had his goal, which it was nice to see him shoot on a rush opportunity. Goes off of a defenseman's stick. Brady Tkachuk, though, answered right away, deflecting one. That was the one where I thought Igor maybe could have got it back. I know it was a deflection, but I felt he still had time to gather and pick up that puck with how slow it was going to the net. But I'm not going to kill Igor today, because at the end of the day, he was the only reason this was a game. His rebound control, sure, you could say it was up in question, but if Braden Schneider is able to clear any sort of rebounds in front of the net, or is able to tie anyone up in front of the net, maybe we don't have an issue here, because Ridley Gregg had all the time in the world to bury that rebound opportunity. Michael Amadio. Braden Schneider doesn't clear the puck there on that play and loses his man. And then in overtime, that pass by Keandre Miller. And then the way he played that 2-on-1. Because I want to take you back to at one point in the game where Braden Schneider, because he played so horrible today, was caught up the ice and there was a 2-on-1 the other way. You watch Juuso Vaakanainen just play the pass the whole way through. Let's Igor take the shot. And what do you know? No goal there on the play. That's how you play the 2-on-1. And then instead, I guess Miller, after he threw that pizza, just panicked. And that was it there. And you just got really, this team had nothing going really in the offensive zone either the entire game. They really didn't. I mean, Linus Olmark played garbage in goal. And that was the only reason the Rangers really even got on the score sheet today. Outside of the Panarin one, again, that goal was nice, a nice rush up the ice, a nice play there by Miller, who was executing a pass there to Brodzinski, gets it to Panarin to score that goal. That one was nice, but this team was, again, way too reliant on the rush, which is something that we saw at the beginning of the year. And where was the ability to get in on the forecheck and cycle today? Where was that? Just garbage there. Just complete and utter garbage. And you blow another lead in the third period, which is why if this team gets in the playoffs, it again backs up why they're not going to do much. And it's incredible too how, you know, this has been an issue with this group. This has been the issue. They cannot close out games. They just can't. That's why I said it all of the post game last time after the Washington one. And the fact that one of the worst 5v5 teams in the league just beat you. And I know one of them was right at the end of a power play, but they didn't get a power play goal. And they still put up four against you and beat you. And you look that bad against them too. That can't happen. But I'm not surprised because, again, this team, I don't know what it is in third periods, but they just play on their heels and they think that's how you play a shutdown third period when it's just not. It just isn't. And that falls on coaching and that falls on the group, which, by the way, you know what else falls on all of it being up here? The fact that they took a too many men on the ice penalty at the end of a period. How do you take a too many men on the ice penalty at the end of the period? It's ridiculous. I can't believe JT Miller wanted to come play for this. Because the offense, if it's not running through him, it's nobody. He's the only one that this offense could run through at all. Just the inability to win puck battles, get in on the forecheck, and make the plays needed to win. It's just sad how they can't do it. Their offense was so one and done today. Against, again, the Ottawa Senators, who, yeah, they're a competitive team this year, but they're not some world beaters. But they'll be ahead of you now because, again, just can't close out games. And they have a game in hand on the Rangers. And now the Rangers play Columbus tomorrow, by the way. So Quick will be in goal. I'm curious to see how that goes. But, you know, if they drop tomorrow's game, it's going to be a very uphill battle here because then Columbus will be at 70 points. They have a game in hand too. It's going to be an uphill battle if that happens, but just so much that went wrong today. Sam Carrick played like garbage today too. I mean, that's something that can't go without, that can't go unnoticed. Vinny Trocheck, I don't know what was going on with him today. The inability to hold on to the puck or make any sort of smart plays with the puck just wasn't there. Lafreniere, there was that one. I just remember that one play where they're carrying it up in transition and he just makes a dumb east-west play in the middle of the ice. I don't know what it is with the constant mental mistakes, but this has been the issue. Is that's up? It's up here a lot. It's all up here. All I know, though, is that, man, that tweet that I put out 4 days ago about Braden Schneider, it feels like it's gotten worse somehow since that tweet. It just does. He was so bad today. All right. Let me get to the chat. Leave a like on your way in. Subscribe. Turn on your notifications so you know when I upload or go live. And if you're listening to the audio version, give a 5-star rating and review on any of your podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever it is. Give a rating and review. I'd appreciate that. Let me get to the super chats first as they will get the priorities here. Thank you for the $2. Jero, I don't know if I'm saying your name right, but either way, thank you for the $2. The Jets will maul the Rangers on Tuesday, probably. And I also love the flight profile pick. Thank you for the $2 there. Amanda, thank you for the $2. It will be Ottawa and Florida in the first round. That or Columbus, probably, yes, but thank you for the $2. Van, thank you for the $2. Praying we don't make the playoffs so Drury gets the axe. I hate telling good people bad news, but I don't think that Chris Drury's going anywhere after this year. I just don't see it. I just don't. But thank you for the $2. Yeah, let's see what some of you guys are saying right now about this game today. Because it's just, and I mean, yeah, you can't play shutdown third period when your defense is Swiss cheese. Yeah. 100%. And I mean, yeah, I don't expect anything different personally, but I get what you mean. Laviolette does have to go, though. Games like this have happened way too much this season that it's to a point where he's got to go. And you know what? As much as you could point out that last year he clicked the right buttons with things, because I had this conversation with Filk yesterday and how they had the ability to do the opposite where they would come back versus blowing games, there's something to be said about the fact that they were constantly putting themselves behind the eight ball every single game last year, or a lot of those games last year, because what, they had nearly 30 comeback wins? That wasn't sustainable. And now they're doing the opposite, though, where they're just blowing these games. I mean, that's the second time this week. If they do it another time within the span of this next week, that's, they do it tomorrow against Columbus, another just huge, huge problem if that happens. Thank you for the $10, Dennis. I appreciate that. Do we really want them making the playoffs? I can't watch this team anymore. I'm amazed. Evan, you still do these shows. I feel for you. Thank you for the $10. I'm amazed that I still do them also because it's definitely not been easy, but I appreciate that, and I appreciate you tuning in. As for if I want this team to make the playoffs, I'm indifferent. I'm really indifferent. Whatever is better for the roster long-term is how I view it. If making the playoffs and getting embarrassed is better for the roster long-term, fine. If missing the playoffs is better for the roster long-term, fine. Whatever it is, because all I know is that this ain't it. This ain't it with this coaching staff, that, or at least with Laviolette, at the very least, and Housley. The two of them are just, it's terrible with them. It's terrible with the two of them. Name a coach, please. I don't know who's available yet this offseason. I don't know. Just zero clue. Quenneville's available, but I have no interest in going down that rabbit hole. But just throwing a name out there. Or if Sullivan gets fired. But I don't know if either of those are the answer. I got nothing. Because, like, I think it was Kaylee commented yesterday, this is on all three. This is on the coach. This is on the players, and this is on the GM. This is on all three of them. So this isn't something that you just fix with a coaching change. And I'll acknowledge that as much as I'm saying Laviolette needs to go, but it's on all three. And I've been very, I've rode with that opinion for the past few months now. No, they're not hiring Babcock. They won't hire Babcock. Babcock's not getting a job again. Why do I think Drury won't be fired? Because there was recently a report from Arthur Staple that his job security is at an 8 out of 10 right now. That's why. But maybe he's wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Yes. Leave a like if you haven't already. I would appreciate that. Subscribe. All that stuff. Been doing a lot of these streams over the past 48 hours. Still have more to do tomorrow, too. So and, I mean, I agree with this, too. They need to do both, though, in my opinion. You have to do both. Because there's something, it falls on coaching at the same, as much as it's on the group, this also does fall on coaching that they just have such an inability to close, their inability to close out games. It's just, it's wild. It's insane how they're this bad at closing out games. But realistically, I don't think it's going to change either. I think Laviolette's going to stay. I think Drury's staying, and I think that most of the core is going to stay. Tell me this team, once again, is not playing in the shell when they have the lead. That, yeah, they are. They're playing in the shell. Yeah. 100%. And that's why they're not winning games, and that's why they don't get the job done in the playoffs, too. That's exactly why. And, yeah, they have not been good in overtime this year at all. 100% with this, too. They get furniture ready when they have the lead, yeah. And I know, I agree with this, too. So let's read this one, though, with because I saw the first part, at least, that I agree with. Lafreniere banned traffic cones, it's getting paid, yeah. Igor should not have been given as massive of a contract as he was. You don't win a cup by paying your goalie as much as we did. As much as I love Igor, $11.5 million is ridiculous, and now we're cap-strapped. Could have used all that money to make it, the defense better. Cups are won with a good team in front of a goalie. Don't need a superstar goalie to win. Agree with that 100%. And by the way, the Florida Panthers are spending less money on their decor this year than the Rangers are going to spend on their decor next year, assuming Keandre Miller comes back at a extension north of $5.5 million. So, and I could tell you which decor I'd rather have. I could tell you that. I am tired of coaching changes. I'm very tired of them. But Laviolette's just not cutting it right now. And even the lineup decision today. Again, this isn't just, I acknowledge though that this is not just a coaching problem. I'm not sitting here saying it is only on the coach, because this core has got an obnoxious amount of opportunities with different coaches to where yeah, they really don't deserve another coach, but that's why they both need to go. Or all three need to go with the GM too. Thank you for the $5, Amanda. Is Florida really going to win the cup again? The Marchand trade is really crazy. I think Florida's going to win the cup again, personally, but who knows? Who knows? I could be wrong there. And, I mean, I agree. I would not pay Keandre Miller, and I think Braden Schneider needs to go, too. They both need to go. It's time to move on and get me real top four defensemen. You can't trust either of these guys with the big minutes. Keandre Miller had the most ice time out of every defenseman tonight, or today, rather. Hey, I'm glad they at least used Carson Soucy in his sheltered minutes, right? Because he actually looked fine playing only 15:39. So at least there was something, right? But Zach Jones, who is probably the best defenseman, they pair him with Soucy, play him on his offhand, and let's not play him as much, but let's give Keandre Miller all the ice. I mean, let's not put Jones out there in overtime, you know, a guy that could move the puck, especially in 3-on-3 overtime where that matters. Right. Right. I just don't understand the decisions. I know the power play didn't look good today, but Jones is far and away better than most of the defensemen right now. And he deserves more ice time than, or at least similar ice time to, especially Braden Schneider right now. What is Braden Schneider doing getting 20 minutes? Braden Schneider should not be getting 20 minutes, but you don't have a choice with the way that this D-core is right now. Oh, wait, but this might be next year's D-core. Just add Fox to it. I mean, Vaakanainen was somehow the best defenseman. They tried this, though, against Toronto, and it did not work at all. That's why I don't think it's fair to just blame Jones for the power play not working, because the power play has not looked good for a bit now. Like, this isn't something that was just when Zach Jones started playing on the power play. And, I mean, yeah, this is, like, the point here. I'm not going to say that Jones has been, like, perfect on the power play and he's above criticism, because at the end of the day, he's out there. But I agree with this, that Jones can't fix the fact that the forwards look lost out there on the power play. Meek is garbage on the power play. Really don't have a lot of answers right now. Because as long as this team can't close out games, this does not matter. It's really awesome. I don't know what you want me to say, Johnny. I don't know what you want me to do about that one. Because when I try to say anything positive about this team, they follow it up by doing this, by blowing games in the third period. So I don't know what you want from me. Yeah, I mean, sure. The PK looked all right against a team that usually their offense runs through the power play. Yeah. And they're lucky they even have got points in these last two games with the way they've played, especially today. Today, they were really lucky to get a point. They had no business getting a point today. So they were not good at all. They weren't. No, he didn't. He didn't at all. And I agree with this, but what do you want me to say? I mean, all I've learned, Dave, is that it's either all Igor's fault or it's all the defense's fault. There's no in between. It can't be both. And I agree with this. And I said it when I was watching the game to my brother. I said that Ottawa figured it out. All they got to do is fire pucks from the point. They'll get their rebound opportunities and score, and then look at what they did. Look at what they did. I don't know. I just have a hard time blaming just Igor, blaming just the team in front when it's, at the end of the day, it is both. It's both. Like, again, no one's above criticism. What do I want to see from them tomorrow? Berard's got to get back in the lineup tomorrow. Brayden Schneider should be buried on that third pair tomorrow. And they have to find an answer with the power play. Because their power play is garbage. And, oh yeah, if they get a lead, maybe try closing it out for once. But Maybe I'm asking for too much there. But I don't know. I thought these things would be basic standards for this team going into the year, but all right. I'm going to wrap up the stream here, guys. Thank you for tuning in and watching. Leave a like if you enjoyed. Subscribe. Turn on your notifications so you know I upload or go live. I'll see you guys in the next one.